put this up by you guys then.
I'm gonna mute it now. Okay.
Very good. Thank you. That's Rita. Thank you.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, I'm muted.
Okay.
Thanks, Rita.
And by the way, you don't need to respond, Rita, but thank you so much for all the things that you send to me that then I forward out to everybody else. I appreciate that, or I post it on our website. So I appreciate when you send me those things.
Oh, you're quite welcome. My pleasure.
And thank you, too, for talking about your experiences to Anda Hart. And she said that she shared, you know, when she wrote me a pretty long letter this past week, she shared that you were part of her group, too. And we are so glad that you're here for both of us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay. Everybody, just like we always do, start getting in touch with your breathing. Get into a nice relaxed state. Feel yourself relaxing. Get into a nice rhythmic breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe out, purse your lips and let the breath go out slowly. As you exhale, out any tension, stress, problems of any kind, let that go out with your breath. Focus only on relaxing. And as you breathe in the golden white light, see that light moving into your bloodstream and energizing the elements of your blood. And your blood carrying those energized particles throughout your body so that your body is filling with light. And as your body is filling with light, you're letting go of all the extremities of your body. Allow the chimes now in the background to take you into your heart center. First into your fourth chakra, your heart center, and then up from that into your high heart center. And as before, we said that your heart chakra, the normal heart chakra, is kind of a deep green color, forest green color, and that the high heart center is more of an aqua color. Some say aqua, some say more of a pinkish magenta color. Whatever it is for you, let that color come through. Either way, both are very high colors, high vibration colors. Now also become aware of your third eye center, your pineal gland, in the middle of your forehead, and begin to connect the two energetically from the high heart up to the pineal gland, the third eye, and back down around to the high heart in a clockwise fashion, forming a vortex of energy. Now there is also an energy coming down through the top of your head as a beam of light coming down through the top of your head right into that high heart center, and energizing the high heart center. And at the same time, from below, a beam of energy coming from the earth, from Gaia herself, up through your feet, your legs, your lower body, and up into your high heart center, joining the other one. And then from deep within you, deep into your molecular structure, going deep, 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 there's a pulse or a cell, a power cell, that is the source of your being. And bring that source, that energy, up from that power cell to join the other two at your heart center. So that all three are coming together there, coalescing together at your high heart center. And the beam of energy that came down through the top of your head, see that forming as a right side up pyramid. And the one coming from below as a upside down pyramid. And the two coming together base to base. And they're right there at the center where the two meet at the base. The energy that came from the power cell, the source of your being, that forms into like a disc of energy rotating around the center. And now merge the two pyramids together so that they form a six-pointed star. And as they form the six-pointed star, and you make them a three-dimensional look so that they are full pyramids all the way around, they now form their Merkaba. And the Merkaba now within you, starting off in your heart center and expanding and growing until it's expanded completely outside of your physical body. And the top part of the Merkaba is rotating in a clockwise fashion. The bottom part of the star of the Merkaba is rotating in a counterclockwise fashion. And the disc in the center is rotating in both directions, counterclockwise and clockwise. And it's completely surrounding you, engulfing you in it. And here, as a vehicle of travel, as your own personal ship, you can sit down in it, make yourself comfortable. If you wish, put instruments in front of you, whatever it is that makes it more real for you. And then become aware of each other in the room, in the group here, as we sit in this circle. And see each light coming from their each one's Merkaba. And each one is spinning independently of the other. We have 13 spinning here. And as they continue to spin, all 13 begin to merge together. It is as if you've seen pictures of or videos of where there is the larger ship and the smaller ones merge into it or fold back into it. It is the same here. So all of our Merkaba ships, our vehicles of travel, can all merge together, forming one large Merkaba as we continue to spin faster and faster and faster right here in the ground here, but then rising upward, rising up, leaving our physical body sitting back down there. And as you continue to rise up, spinning, looking back down, you can see your physical body now falling below you. As we continue to rise upward, higher and higher, continuing to spin, faster and faster and faster, approaching the three-quarters of the speed of light. So we are spinning faster and faster and faster. Vibration is increasing, frequency is increasing. So we continue to move up past the Christ grid, where now we can look back and we can see the earth down below. We can see the Christ grid surrounding the earth, looking back down. And now we become aware of an energy as an electric blue light shooting out from the galactic central sun. And that energy shoots out as a pulse of energy coming down through our solar system sun and hitting into connecting with our group Merkaba, just outside of the Christ grid. And here, we are feeling the energies now. As these energies come through our group, moving through the group as a magnifying glass, focusing the energies. Feel the energies focusing through us, shooting down now to the Christ grid, moving across the Christ grid as a wave of energy, moving all the way around the earth at the Christ grid level. And then once it has completely surrounded the earth, engulfed the earth, it now then begins to fall down from the Christ grid. You can see it as a rain. You can see it as an energy pulses. But at a certain point, as the rain or these energy pulses begin to bombard the earth or just above the earth, it begins to form into a wave of energy. And this wave of energy begins to spread across the land from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, engulfing everything in its path. Feel all becoming immersed in this wave as this wave takes over, this wave that cannot be stopped. No one has the ability or the power to stop this wave once it has begun. And yes, it has begun, but the culmination of it is still yet to come. So feel this energy as it moves across your bodies. It touches your physical bodies sitting way down there, engulfing your bodies, And from there, continuing on, engulfing everyone and everything, every plant, every rock, mineral, every animal. And as this wave washes over each and every one, they feel this energy. They feel the love. They feel a connection, a sense of oneness. And it is as if the light goes off in each one. And just as in your watching of the movie, where the light bodies became alive, so too will your light bodies become alive from this wave. And you will feel this energy in many different ways. And it will become you, and you will become it. And you will know in that moment that you have arrived, that the moment has come, that it is as it has been prophesied. So allow now, visualize it, feel it, sense it, know it, this wave, this energy flowing through your body, changing everything in your physical body, altering it, changing the DNA within you, connecting the strands. See the strands connecting, first from the 2 to the 3 to the 6, and so on to the 12, and even then yet beyond that. See your pineal gland becoming brightened, enlivened, awakened. And yes, even begin to see your physical bodies changing, altering, becoming as they would if they were to begin to reverse in your aging process. For the aging process is only in the mind. It is not a reality except for what you bring to it, what your programming has brought here. It is not real. Even now, if you could but think it, if you could but know it, if you could but believe, you would become as young as you wish to be again. All disease will be gone. All affliction of any kind will be gone. Everything will be as you saw it a long time ago in your earth years, when you saw what you would go through, but you also became aware of the ending or the beginning. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, just as you are. And again, as you saw in your movie, where the one named Kalki was the destroyer of the old and the creator of the new, so too are you, as the collective consciousness of man, that Kalki. You are the ones to bring this about, to make these changes. Yes, you are the ones you have been waiting for, that you yourselves have prophesied. And it is time now, my brothers, my sisters, for all to be as it was meant to be. And you, each one, will begin to move into your next role, into the very purposes that you came here for. Yes, it is true, you came here to live a life, to learn from this life, to enjoy this life, and to be this life. But that time is nearly over, and the time has come for you each one to take up upon the mantle once again and to do that which you have promised. You have come here to be of service. And as the time continues to move on and the frequency continues to rise, you will be called upon for that very purpose, for that very service. It is all destined. It is all a part of the greater plan, the plan of Creator, the plan of Prime Creator. And you are part of that plan, each and every one of you. And it is almost nearly time as well for what was spoken of earlier to become a part of the 12 and the 12. That has certainly not been forgotten. And when the moment arises, you will make that decision to become a part of this, or to seek your way of service in another direction. We are all behind you, all with you. As I spoke in the last time, I am very close to you, in whispering distance. As I come behind each of you now and whisper into your ear something of significance for you and you alone. And this that is being given to you is to remain within you for the time being. Do not share it with any other. Just know that it is meant only for you. Each of you has now received something in your ear, something that has been whispered to you. You may not have immediate recall of it, but when the time is coming, and when the time has arrived, in that moment, you will recall this, and you will move from those words into the next aspect of your beingness. I am Sananda. And the truth is nearly here. The truth will be revealed to all of mankind. If they are ready to hear, they will listen. If they are ready to see, they will know it. Allow the processes to continue to move through you. For this evening and the rest of this time together on your this weekend is a time that you will long remember, because it is literally changing you. You may not know it immediately, but it will become very evident to you over the next days and weeks that you have certainly been prepared for the wave. I am Sananda, all of my peace and love continue to be with you each and every moment, as you are my dear friends, and I so relish the times when we will be together once again.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Hope you are all back here. If not, allow yourselves to begin to come back, drift back, come back to your physical bodies, come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. All is as it needs to be. All is as it must be. Ashira and we now are standing by to assist you in any way that we can with your questions, with your understandings. Would you have questions now for one who serves and Ashira?
I have a question. This is Natalie.
Yes.
Related to this really good movie.
Please speak up very clearly. It is difficult because your voice is seemingly a long way away here.
Yes. I have a question for Ashira. I wanted to... this is related to this movie that was showing a lot of revelation and helping us almost to understand what's coming.
I have a question.
My
please.
Question to...
This is Rita.
Pita, hold on, please. There is also a question already being asked here by Natalie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You will get your turn.
I just want to know if how demonstrative and maybe accurate this understanding with this light body and how the physical body is going to be affected by the light that's coming and the love.
Well, let us say, Natalie, that this movie was greatly divinely directed. Mm. There was much work from this side. Do you not know that Neil Donald Walsh writes books about conversations with God? So let us say that this script, this story has been divinely directed in many ways. Mm. in order to bring the occurrences which are coming and are in process to the mass audience. Is it exactly what we speak of in this group? No. However, it's written for an even broader audience. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So there is enough to keep you hanging, enough to keep you interested, but it is presented in such a way that you could possibly share it with others who you know, others who are awakening, have questions. Is the revelation of the light body accurate? I think that is part of your question. Mm-hmm. And we would say that Sananda just spoke to this, saying that the light body will be activated by the wave, by that love light. And so with that, in that particular instance, that was an accurate representation. Does that make sense to you, dear one?
Yes, it does. Thank you. It did speak to me, and it definitely helped me with visualization, and to a certain degree to be even more prepared to what's coming. So thank you.
We are pleased to hear that. We know that it is not a perfect instrument, but it is a very good instrument.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Bless you.
And we would add here, yes. Were you finished here, Ashira?
Yes, I am. I was going to pass the...
Yes, we would add here that, and you've already said it earlier, but it is very important to repeat this, that it is best to listen to the message and not worry about the messenger that delivers it. That is very important here because the message itself is timely. It is very timely for you now to take this message within you and spread it to all. Now, that does not mean that you have to send the movie to another or anything of this nature. It is simply watching the movie, and then those thoughts that you have about this particular movie go into the collective consciousness, into universal mind. And from universal mind, it is spread out all across the planet in this particular way. The light moves in this way. And this message is delivered to many across the planet. Does everybody take the message in and work with it? No. But as you found in this movie, it only takes a certain percentage. And that percentage, as 10%, was very accurate here. You see?
Yes.
And it is also a precursor of movies that will continue to come out in your future here. Some will be of better production quality, as those that interfere with production are no longer there to do so. And then the full backing of these ones that are working at this level can begin to bring these productions out, and they will be productions of passion, from passion, not money. This money will no longer be an issue. It will be to bring this feeling, this sense of knowing out to many. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
I think we had Rita who had a question.
Yes, I did want to say I did not even hear Natalie give her question, and sometimes I guess from there I can hear the ones like you all that are talking and bringing the messages, but the ones they're asking, I could not hear. I'm so sorry. I did interrupt her, and I apologize.
That is okay.
Okay, thank you. My question was, when we were doing the meditation, I got such awful pain right where my heart is, and I had to jump. Each time that pain came in, so that must have been, what would you say that was happening to me?
That is an indicator. An indicator that something is happening there.
That's, yeah.
And it is nothing to be concerned about, for you do not feel the pain now, do you?
No, I don't.
It is only a momentary thing, and it is simply to let you know that there is reality here, and that this pain was allowed to be there for you, and anyone else that would feel this as well. It is not something to be concerned about. Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
No, I think that that is an excellent answer. It's just to say, it's to bring your awareness to that area as it is opening further, dear Rita.
Very good. Anything else here now?
This is Charles. I have a question.
Yes, Charles.
Is the light body activation, is that the same as the rainbow body that's mentioned by the Tibetan monks?
It is very much the same. There is different levels of this. And for you to be in your light body and to recognize that you are in your light body and to know your light body is the beginning of coming to the rainbow body. The rainbow body is more of a culmination of all that you have been working toward. And the rainbow body will come as the rainbow bridge is built. You will understand this more as that moment arrives. When that moment comes and this wave comes over you, much will be understood at that time. It will be as in this movie where there was a knowing that came over individuals when the light body became manifested within them. This is what you look forward to here. And what is already occurring. It is not only something coming in the future. It is already now. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Would there be anything further here?
This is Natalie again. I have a question about blessing. Will it be right to us as individual to send blessings, as I understand the master sends blessings, as we've already been told that we all are masters? Will he actually help spreading the light and the love for us to regularly send some blessings?
Yes, I will take this.
Yes.
Dearest Natalie, blessings are light being sent to all. They are the energy of love, unformulated, without judgment, given with an open heart. Blessings, multiple blessings every day are like multiple hugs. Hugs that you can give through a distance to everyone upon the planet. You can include blessings in your prayers and meditations. You can include blessings in your salutations. You can include blessings between friends and between people you meet. Blessing is a way of sharing that love in a way that is acceptable to your society and understandable. But even more, it is an energy of love and light that can be broadly shared with all. Thank you for blessing the world, dear one.
Thank you.
One who serves.
Very good. Any further questions here? Nothing further? Then we are going to release to another here that is going to come in. We think you know who this is. Just to come in briefly here and say a little something. Moment here.
Hello.
Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Ma Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You all feeling in good shape, good mood, good feelings here?
Yeah.
Seems a little bit disconsolate. Is that the right feeling? Sense a little bit of not quite so high. Do you feel this?
Yes. You mean density?
Yes. A little bit more dense, you might say, rather than the lifting up you might have thought of here. But you did lift up in your Merkaba bodies.
Yeah.
In your group Merkaba, you lifted up. But you came back down into this dense body again. So, of course, it would be a little bit of lessening or coming back into the heavier density here. But we would say to you to certainly be of good cheer. Good times are ahead, people. They are ahead. They are here now. Do not have to think about what is coming. It has already come. It is already here. You are the ones that have come. You are the ones we have all been waiting for. And you are the ones to bring these changes about. And you are already in that process. You are making these changes. Now, up to this time, we have been mostly silent, mostly in the background, and occasionally here and there, I myself am able to break away from the others a little bit and stop becoming the we and becoming the I here. And at this time, I, who I am myself, can say to you, a job well done. And it is time for this. It is the moment that has nearly arrived to be able to say, congratulations, you have arrived. This is the moment. And we know there is the thoughts within your head. Yeah, this is the moment. Yeah, we've heard this before, one who serves. When is it really going to happen? When are we really going to feel this moment? But just as in the movie that you just watched, did not those ones that the light came to, were they not caught by surprise? They did not know it was going to happen or when it was going to happen. Just as you do not yet know the exact moment and the exact hour, and we do not yet know the exact moment and the exact hour, but we have said many times before, many, many, many times, we can see the possibilities and the probabilities. And we see the probability of the changes happening within each and every one of you in a moment's time here. Maybe not your moment, but our moment. Very soon, I myself and those that come with me, as well as Sananda and Lady Nada and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and Hilarion and on and on and on and on, and all of the gang are going to be here with you. You're going to be here in person. We are going to show ourselves, as Lady Nada said not too long ago, we are going to show ourselves to all across the planet. All will witness. And we are aware through the James here that someone then wrote in after they made a comment, yeah, you're speaking of the beam, the Project Blue Beam here. Mm-hmm. No, we are not speaking of the Project Blue Beam. We are speaking of a global manifestation of all that is coming. A global manifestation of everything that you have been waiting for. A global manifestation of all of your expectations. And at first it will be at the larger, what you would consider the macrocosm. And then we will come down individually to each and every one of you. And we will appear and be with you at a physical level. Now, yes, it will require you jumping up to meet us a little bit. We are not going to come all the way down there and come back into that lower density. But we are going to invite you up. The wave is going to invite you up into higher frequencies. And you will meet us then. And then we will speak about the 12 and the 12. And you will decide at that time if that is to be your movement, that is to be your direction. And if it is, yippee! Come along for the ride. And boy, are you guys in for a ride. Get ready. Because we are coming. You are coming. All is coming. Now, I get off my soapbox now and turn over to Ashira, who is standing by. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. Thank you, one who serves. This has been a long day for each of our hosts here of our channeling. I'm not going to give you a long message tonight because I will be visiting again with you tomorrow. Thank you for entertaining us tonight and allowing us to share with you. As always, we appreciate your questions. We hope you appreciate the answers. We are all close to you this weekend. Lady Nada invited you earlier, and I back that as well. All of us are close to all of you this weekend. Call on us as individuals. Ask us what you would ask us. Share your secrets with us. Share your fears and anxieties, for if those still reside, we wish to address those. We are here as your friends. I give you my love. I give you my peace. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Was somebody taking a picture or something?
Yeah, I think a couple people.
There were flashes of light. What were those?
That was a picture.
There are aliens coming for you.
Who was taking pictures?
Ruby took a couple.